There is something that 99% of people spend their entire lives not realizing. Something so fundamental, so obvious, that it hides in plain sight. Something that, once you see it, changes everything about how you experience life. And what is this thing that almost everyone misses? It is that you are not what you think you are. Now, before you dismiss this as philosophical nonsense, consider this. Right now, as you listen to these words, what are you aware of? You are aware of thoughts, aren't you? You are aware of feelings, sensations, perhaps sounds around you, images, memories. But here's the question that stops most people in their tracks. Who or what is aware of all these things? You might say, well, I am. But what is this I? When you look for it, what do you actually find? Most people live their entire lives completely identified with their thoughts. They think they are their thoughts. If a worried thought arises, they say, I am worried. If an angry thought appears, they declare, I am angry. If they have a memory, they say, I remember. But you are not your thoughts any more than you are the words you speak or the clothes you wear. Watch your thoughts for a moment. Notice how they come and go, appearing and disappearing, without your permission. You don't choose to think the next thought, it simply arises. If you were your thoughts, how could you observe them? If you were your thoughts, who would be doing the watching? This is what 99% of people never realize. There is a vast difference between the thinker and the thoughts, between the experiencer and the experiences. You are not the content of your consciousness, you are consciousness itself. But we are trained from birth to identify with the content. We are taught to say, I am sad, instead of sadness is being experienced. We learn to declare, I am successful, instead of recognizing success is happening. We become convinced that we are the stories, the emotions, the sensations, rather than the aware space in which all these things appear and disappear. This misidentification is the source of almost all human suffering. Let me give you an example. Right now, you are aware of these words. But you are also aware that you are aware of these words. There's a kind of knowing that knows the knowing. This knowing awareness, this is what you actually are. Not the thoughts about it, not the concepts about it, but the pure awareness itself. And here's what's remarkable. This awareness is completely untouched by whatever appears in it. When you have a painful thought, does the awareness itself become painful? When you experience fear, does the awareness itself become afraid? No. The awareness remains clear, spacious, unchanged, like a mirror that reflects everything but is stained by nothing. But why don't people realize this? Because from the moment we are born, we are taught to focus on the objects of awareness rather than awareness itself. We learn words for things, names for feelings, concepts for experiences. We build an entire identity around this collection of mental objects. We say, I am John, I'm 35, I'm a doctor, I'm married, I'm worried about money, I'm proud of my achievements. But all of these are simply thoughts, concepts, stories appearing in awareness. None of them are what you actually are. You are the space in which John appears as an idea. You are the awareness in which 35 years old is known as a concept. You are the consciousness in which doctor arises as an identity. This realization that you are awareness itself rather than the contents of awareness is the most liberating insight possible. Because if you are not your thoughts, then your worried thoughts cannot truly harm you. If you are not your emotions, then your difficult emotions cannot truly overwhelm you. If you are not your circumstances, then your challenging circumstances cannot truly diminish you. You are like the sky, and all experiences are like weather passing through. The sky is not changed by storms or sunshine. It remains vast, open, clear the space in which all weather appears and disappears. Now, here's where it gets interesting. When you truly recognize what you are, this open, aware presence, something extraordinary happens. Life becomes a play rather than a struggle. Experiences become entertainment rather than threats. You still have thoughts, but you know you are not the thoughts. You still have emotions, but you know you are not the emotions. You still have a body, but you know you are not limited to the body. You still have a personality, but you know it's just one costume among many that consciousness can wear. This doesn't make you detached or indifferent. If anything, it makes you more present, more alive, more capable of genuine response rather than automatic reaction. But here's what 99% of people do instead. They spend their lives trying to fix, improve, or perfect the contents of consciousness. They try to get better thoughts, more pleasant emotions, more comfortable circumstances. They work tirelessly to improve their self-image, enhance their personality, achieve their goals. This is like trying to improve your reflection by polishing the mirror. The mirror doesn't need improving, it's already perfect at reflecting. What you are doesn't need improving, it's already perfect at being aware. Let me share something that might sound radical. You have no problems. None. Zero. Wait, you might say, I have plenty of problems. I have bills to pay, relationships to work on, health issues to address, goals to achieve, but look more carefully. Do you have problems, or do you have thoughts about problems? Do you have stress, or do you have thoughts that create the experience of stress? Right now, in this moment, without thinking about the past or future, without telling yourself stories about what should or shouldn't be, what's actually wrong, what's actually lacking, the truth is, problems exist only in thought. In reality, there are only situations. Situations that require practical responses, yes, but not problems in the psychological sense. The problem is always the story you tell yourself about the situation. You don't have a money problem, you have a situation involving money and a story about what that means. You don't have a relationship problem, you have a situation involving another person and thoughts about how it should be different. When you realize that you are not the stories, the situations simply become what they are. Present circumstances that can be responded to with clarity and wisdom rather than reacted to with fear and confusion. People spend their entire lives searching for happiness, for peace, for love, for fulfillment. They look for it in relationships, in achievements, in experiences, in spiritual practices. They believe that if they could just get the right job, find the right partner, achieve the right goal, reach the right state of mind, then they would finally be happy. But what you're looking for is what's doing the looking. The peace you seek is the peace you are. The love you want is the love you are. The awareness you're trying to develop is the awareness you've always been. You are like someone who spends their life searching for their glasses while wearing them. The very capacity to search is the thing you're searching for. This is why spiritual seeking often becomes another trap. People meditate to get enlightened, practice mindfulness to find peace, study philosophy to understand truth, but the one who meditates is already the Buddha nature they seek. The one who practices mindfulness is already the pure awareness they're trying to cultivate. The one who studies truth is already the consciousness in which all truth appears. You cannot achieve what you already are. You can only recognize it. So how do you recognize it? How do you wake up from the dream that you are a separate, limited, problem-filled individual? The simplest way is to notice what's always already here. Right now, notice that you are aware. Don't think about awareness. Don't analyze it. Don't try to understand it. Just notice it. The noticing itself is what you are. Notice that this awareness has no edges, no boundaries, no center, no location. It's not inside your head or outside your head. It's the space in which the very ideas of inside and outside appear. Notice that this awareness is not old or young, male or female, successful or unsuccessful. It has no history, no future, no story. It simply is. Now, you might object, but I do have a history. I was born, I've lived a life, I have memories, experiences, a personality. Yes, and all of that appears in awareness. Your birth is known as a concept in awareness. Your memories are present experiences in awareness. Your personality is a collection of patterns appearing in awareness. But what you are is the awareness itself, the pure, open, present consciousness in which all of this appears. Here's what changes when you realize this. Everything becomes lighter. life becomes a kind of cosmic play rather than a serious struggle. You still participate, you still care, you still act, but you do it from freedom rather than compulsion, from joy rather than fear, from love rather than need. You realize that you can't actually be threatened because there's no separate self to threaten. You can't actually fail because there's no separate self to fail. You can't actually be unloved because what you are is love itself. This doesn't make you passive or irresponsible. If anything, it makes you more responsive, more creative, more alive. When you're not defending a fictional self, when you're not trying to improve or perfect an imaginary identity, all that energy becomes available for authentic living. But here's the paradox that confuses most people. You can't practice being what you are. You can't work toward realizing what you already are. You can't gradually become what you've never not been. All spiritual practices, all self-improvement efforts, all personal development work can only point you back to what's already here. They can create conditions that make recognition more likely, but they cannot create what you are. It's like using a flashlight to look for light. The flashlight can help you see objects, but the light you're looking for is the light that's already shining. So what do you do with this understanding? How do you live from this recognition? You don't do anything with it. You let it do something with you. When you truly see that you are not who you thought you were, life begins to live you rather than you trying to live life. Responses arise naturally rather than being forced. Love flows spontaneously rather than being manufactured. Wisdom emerges organically rather than being accumulated. You become like water flowing around obstacles rather than fighting them, taking the shape of whatever container you find yourself in while never losing your essential nature. This is what 99% of people spend their entire lives not realizing. They are already free, already whole, already perfect as they are. Not perfect in the sense of having no room for improvement, but perfect in the sense of lacking nothing essential. The seeker is the sought. The experiencer is the experience. The knower is the known. You are not a person having a spiritual experience. You are spirit having a personal experience. You are not a body with consciousness. You are consciousness playing at having a body. And here's the beautiful part. Once you realize this, you don't need to maintain the realization. You don't need to practice staying awakened. What you are doesn't come and go. It's the constant in which all coming and going appears. You might forget. You might get caught up in the stories again. You might identify with thoughts and emotions, but what you actually are remains untouched, unchanged, ever-present. Like the sun behind the clouds, it's always there, even when temporarily obscured. So look right now. Not with your eyes, but with your being. What are you, really? Not what you think you are, not what others have told you are, not what your history suggests you are, but what you actually are in this moment. You are the aware presence reading these words. You are the open space in which thoughts and feelings arise and pass away. You are the consciousness that makes all experience possible. This is what 99% of people don't realize. But you don't have to be part of that 99%. The recognition is available right now, in this moment, as close as your own being. You are not who you think you are. You are infinitely more and paradoxically, infinitely simpler than you ever imagined. This is the greatest discovery you will ever make. And the most wonderful part, you don't need to go anywhere or do anything to make it. You only need to stop pretending to be what you're not and recognize what you've always been. What you are has been waiting your entire life for you to notice it. It's waiting right now. All that's required is a simple shift in attention from the objects of awareness to awareness itself, from the contents of consciousness to consciousness, from the waves to the ocean, from the dream to the dreamer. This is it. This is what 99% of people don't realize. But now, you can be part of the 1% who do. The question is not whether this is true, it's whether you're ready to see it. The seeing doesn't require belief, understanding, or even acceptance. It only requires looking. So look.